As you know, over 60 years ago, the United States dropped two nuclear weapons on Japan, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan at that time was preparing to surrender. It was not necessary to drop those bombs. And the mayor of Hiroshima today is well known for his marvellous global campaigning to rid the world of nuclear weapons. He has a message for us today, which we're going to watch, and then afterwards we'll hear from the outstanding campaigner for peace, Brian Hall. But first of all, we'll hear a message from Mayor Akiba of Hiroshima to the demonstration today. Thank you.
Brian.
Now after, we've got Mayor Hiroshima first. Just 1 minute, yeah.
Is it coming on?
Have you got a press card?
No, he's good, I know, he's fine.
You know him, good, that's lovely.
Sound will be with us shortly.
Listen. If I tell you that, it means 100 million
Sorry.
People.
Sorry.
Listen to
the
mayor of Hiroshima
and the president of Mayors for Peace. I speak to you from the hypocenter of the nuclear age, the original Ground Zero. In the morning of August 7th, 1945, as the smoke from the fires that had raged for 24 hours began to thin, the battered, bruised, and irradiated survivors were able to see what remained of their beloved city. Nothing. The entire river delta was a charred plain. Your great city could just as easily be transformed into a wasteland. Russian generals worked it out in detail during the Cold War, just as your military commanders envisioned the destruction of Moscow or Leningrad. I'm not sure exactly how the destruction was planned, but I can tell you this. No one consulted the mayor of London or Moscow or Leningrad. Cities by the hundreds were taken hostage in the nuclear standoff. Well, those days are over. And I'm not just referring to the Cold War. I mean the days of cities being docile hostages are over. Around the world, mayors are mutinying against this devil's pact of mutually assured destruction. I declare that cities are not targets. Cities should not be bombarded with any explosives, much less a nuclear bomb. Nuclear weapons should not be used anywhere, much less in cities. It is a monstrous crime to expose a populated area to the effects of a nuclear explosion. Why then has Mayors of Peace been unable to elicit a clear answer to a clear question? Do you explicitly rule out the use of nuclear weapons in lethal proximity to cities? If, in this day and age, national leaders are unable to distance themselves from the terrorists they fear and loathe, then it is clear to us that these weapons are dangerous in anybody's hands. They must be abolished before there is another Hiroshima or Nagasaki. It is also clear that something is dreadfully wrong when cities are turned into battlegrounds, bearing the brunt of the scourge of war. The use of explosive force in populated areas must be strictly prohibited under international law. No more Groznys, no more Fallujahs, no more Tripolis, no more Haifas. In global solidarity, mayors are rising to the defense of their cities. I salute the mayors and council leaders who march and rally together today. They understand that their responsibility to protect their citizens can only be fulfilled by the massive engagement of all citizens, and their demands will not be heard without it. In opposing the replacement of Trident, you are sending a message to the people of my city and of Nagasaki that their loved ones did not die in vain, that the unstinting efforts of the survivors to warn humanity have not been a waste of time. Prime Minister Blair has stated that Britain can manage to survive with a 200 Trident, but would be in grave danger with less than 160. This bizarre calculation is the result of trying to please both the British people and their nuclear industry. Britain has an historic opportunity to signal the turning of the tide away from barbarism and toward civilized cooperation. If Cold War warriors, Kissinger, Charles Perry, and Nunn can see the light, surely the days of nuclear weapons are numbered. Rather than betting on a grim nuclear-plagued future, a self-fulfilling prophecy, if ever there was one, Britain can lead us all toward a nuclear weapon-free world. Thank you so much for showing the world the great and true heart of the British people.
Thank you very much to the Mayor of Hiroshima. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. This is NSF Dignity on behalf of the British Muslim Initiative, thanking each and every one of you, thanking each and every one of our speakers today, and also thanking my co-chairs, Kate Hudson from the CND and Andrew Murray from Stop the War. We will continue to march until every single soldier, British and otherwise, are out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, until the Palestinian people have their freedom, until the frenzy of armament is over. We will fight for peace, justice, freedom and liberty for everyone. Until then, we will continue to march. Thank you very much. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much, Anas. On behalf of the Stop the War Coalition, I would like to thank BMI and CND. Thank everyone for coming. Could I ask you all to please give to the collection to cover the costs of this demonstration on the way out? I think there's some buckets over in that direction. Two quick points to make before I close. First, the Stop the War Coalition will, on the 20th of March, the fourth anniversary of the criminal attack on Iraq, be holding a People's Assembly in Westminster Central Hall on the March the 20th. Please go back to your communities and make sure you send delegates along to that important assembly so that we can give voice to the British people's demand for an end to the war, the voice that Parliament has so far refused to give. And finally, to pledge that the Stop the War Coalition will be mobilising flat out to stop any British involvement in the plan for an attack on Iran. We say stop the war on Iran, by which we mean stop work to stop the war on Iran. Stop your communities to stop the war on Iran. Do all that we need to ensure that this criminal madness goes no further. On behalf of the Stop the War Coalition, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It gives me great pleasure to welcome our final speaker. I'm sure is known, if not personally to you, then certainly by reputation. Brian Hoare has led a single person peace camp outside Parliament in Parliament Square for the last 6 years. He has been a continual moral reproach to the politicians in Westminster. He has stood up for the rights of ordinary people to live decent lives, be free from the fear of war and devastation. And at the heart of his message has been a message of peace, particularly for children who suffer so disproportionately in war. Please welcome Brian Hoare.
Shalom! Now for the uneducated amongst us. Love! Peace! justice for all! Peace! Now! Amen! Amen! Hope! Shalom! Wadan! Lanchamia! Shalom! Love! Peace! Justice for all! Peace! Now! Amen! Hey people! Took me quite a few months learning those few Arabic words. Of course, we all know Shalom, don't we? Of course, all our squaddies know Salam, Salam. How much for your sister? How much for your brother? Hey, I'm not knocking them. They're young men. It's traditional. It's what we do. We go around the world. Hey! Hello, world! Hello, world! Hey, the world speaks to me, you know. 6 years, day and night, stuck on the pavement outside Parliament. And you know what? Shut up! Don't waste the time. I've only got 3 minutes. Save the bloody applause. Why am I there? Why am I there? Am I the resident nutter, as I'm told? I'm sorry, there's going to be a bit more than that, my darling. A bit more than that. I haven't started yet. Why am I there? Is the kids stupid? Is the kids stupid? It's the cruelty that gets to me, you know. The vile, calculated cruelty. Anybody who looked into what was being done to the people, to the children, to the babies in Iraq. So very, very cruel. So, so cruel. Have you seen the effect of depleted uranium munitions upon the babies? Have you seen it? Have you seen the horror? No to trident, downright. No to threatening other nations with genocide. With threatening us with genocide. Oh, by the way, folks, depleted uranium is the bloody byproduct. The byproduct. And they're getting rid of all that nuclear shit upon other countries. It's called genocide! Yes. I spoke to Mr. Tony Blair on his way out of Parliament on Wednesday. Genocidal Blair! Yes. Be ye so high, the law is above you! Blair, war, criminal! Yes. To the Hague with him! Somebody asked me if I was a bit frightened about talking to a lot of people. I talk to millions of people, billions of people across the world, usually through one of these camera things. But most of all, how can I be frightened? I'm looking in your faces, and the good bishop said, how beautiful are the feet. Your feet are beautiful. Your faces are beautiful. You're beautiful people. Because you love, because you care, because you're here. And the only problem is, why aren't we in Hyde Park with 5 million people? Why aren't we? We have to stop this. And my last words was, the first Christmas I was here, Paul, a good vicar from the Leeds, visited me, and he said, it's Christmas, we're killing each other, dropping bombs on our children. He finished his letter. Someone, somewhere, has to do something to stop this madness. Quite a challenge. What am I doing? What more can I do? My sister, her children, Love your neighbour as yourself. Love your neighbour's child as your own. No matter the colour of your skin, the country you live in, your race or religion, love your neighbour as yourself. Love your neighbour's child as your own. That's Christianity, Mr. Bush, Mr. Blair. That is humanity. I am winding up, you're interrupting my speech. That's humanity. That's sanity. That's the path to peace. Love, not hate. Peace, not war. Truth, not lies. It's time we made peace. Come to Parliament Square. Come and share with us. Come and share and stay with us. Come and make the peace now. Amen. Time is too late. Time is too late. Time for peace now. Amen.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thank you. And please visit Parliament Square and support Brian in his work. Now, thank you very much for coming today. Thank you very much for making this trip to send such a strong message to our government. We've been over 100,000 people here today. Don't let anyone believe the lies that you may read in the press that we are 4,000, which is what I understand the police were putting out earlier on. Over 100,000 people here today. As you go back to your communities, build the movement. There are many challenges ahead. Movement, maintain its unity. Thank you very much. And before you leave, we'll play for you now the Ugly Rumours music.